From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There is news today from one of the less prominent theaters in the Bush administration's war on al-Qaeda. A U.S. airstrike in Somalia killed the leader of a militia that was recently put on a U.S. terrorism blacklist. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is following the story.
A U.S. Central Command spokeswoman, Lieutenant Colonel Cheryl Law, would say little about the latest military action in the Horn of Africa.
U.S. Central Command conducted an attack against a known al-Qaeda target and militia leader in Somalia on May 1st. The U.S. is committed to the global war on terrorism and the pursuit of terrorists wherever they operate.
The U.S. has a base in nearby Djibouti, and this was just the latest in a series of targeted attacks against Islamists in Somalia. The al-Shabaab militia confirmed that its leader, Aden Hashi Airo, was killed along with several others. The State Department terrorism report released yesterday describes the al-Shabaab as a group of radicalized young men, some of whom have trained in Afghanistan. Just how tied the group is to al-Qaeda is an issue of debate. Matt Bryden, a Nairobi-based analyst who keeps tabs on Somalia, describes it this way.
Some of their leaders, including Airo, had links to members of al-Qaeda in Somalia. There's a handful of foreign al-Qaeda figures in Somalia. And Airo was implicated in the deaths of a number of foreigners, aid workers, and journalists, as well as some prominent Somalis.
That's how Airo gained notoriety, Bryden says. While he says this U.S. attack was a success, the U.S. strategy to go after individuals has been a risky one in Somalia, where Islamist insurgents have been fighting the Ethiopian-backed transitional government. John Prendergast of the Enough Project says similar U.S. airstrikes have helped the radical militias like the al-Shabaab.
With each one of these strikes from the air, the rebound inside Somalia is so negative of the foreign power, you know, striking at Somali's sovereignty from afar, that it enables extremist groups to recruit.
He argues the U.S. should be doing more on the diplomatic front to try to persuade the government to negotiate with the more moderate elements of the Islamist movement. Ken Menkhouse, a former U.N. advisor on Somalia who teaches at Davidson College, warns the latest U.S. military action could make this more complicated.
Shabaab and Airo were not loved in Somalia. Most Somalis feared and dreaded their tactics, but Shabaab, because they were posing as the main liberation movement against an Ethiopian occupation, had the support of a lot of Somalis. And so this attack is likely to polarize the opposition, and I personally think it endangers the peace talks.
A United Nations mediator is trying to bring together Somali factions for talks on May 10th. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.